The epistle for the 21st Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Ephesians chapter 6. Brethren, be strengthened in the Lord and in the might of his power. Put you on the armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the deceits of the devil. For our wrestling is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the world of this darkness, against the spirits of wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the armor of God, that you may be able to resist in the evil day and to stand in all things perfect. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth, and having on the breastplate of justice, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and all things taking the shield of faith, wherewith you may be able to extinguish all the fiery darts of the most wicked one, and take unto you the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 28, or 18, sorry. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a king who would take an account of his servants. And when he had begun to take account, one was brought to him that owed him 10,000 talents. And as he had not wherewith to pay it, his Lord commanded that he should be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had had, and payment to be made. But that servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And the Lord of that servant, being moved with pity, let him go and forgave him the debt. But when that servant was gone out, he found one of his fellow servants that owed him 100 pence. And laying hold of him, he throttled him, saying, "Pay what thou owest." And his fellow servant, falling down, besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he paid the debt. Now his fellow servants, seeing what was done, were very much grieved, and they came and told their lord all that was done. Then his lord called him and said to him, "Thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou besoughtest me. Shouldest not thou have compassion also on thy fellow servant, even as I had compassion on thee?" And his lord, being angry, delivered him to the torturers until he paid all the debt. So also shall my heavenly Father do to you if you forgive not every one his brother from your heart. Please be seated. The crown will be given neither to beginners nor to the advanced, but to the victorious, to those who persevere to the end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, in this Mass of the 21st Sunday, it clearly shows to us the battle that we are in. A battle that is for our soul. We have in the epistle St. Paul reminding the Christian to put on the armor of God. This armor that will be a protection to us. But St. Paul reminds us. He says the battle is not against flesh and blood. He said the battle is against principalities and powers, meaning that it is against the devil. It is a spiritual battle that we are in. And so therefore, that is why we must protect ourselves with the things of God. We must have these things as a means to help us to fight the battle that we are in. Also, when you look at the offertory prayer itself, it is the example of Job. Job being this holy man that was put to test. Job being one that was found faithful before God, but the devil thought because he lived such a good life, that he had so many things, that is why he was so faithful to God. And so if the things were stripped from him, then he would no longer therefore be pleasing to God and no longer serve Almighty God. And so the devil presented that to Almighty God. And God said, "Fine, go tempt him then. Go test him." So first off, we see that God will only give permission to the devil. The devil cannot do anything to us without God's permission. And so yes, the devil went through and tested him. He took away everything that he had, even his family, his children. And yet Job was still found to be faithful. Job was still patient with what was going on. And so, yes, he was tested. He was tested, and he came out victorious from that. He persevered to the end. And that is one of the things. Just recently, well, today we celebrate the feast of St. Margaret Mary, who received the vision of the Sacred Heart. And just on Friday, we celebrated the feast of St. Teresa of Avila, two great saints. Two great saints that I think illustrate for us the battle that we are in and how to become victorious. Through different virtues that they practiced, they help us to see what we need to do. St. Teresa of Avila, you may know, she reformed the Carmelites. She reformed them because she found them to be too lax. She herself was shown her place in hell because of her attachment to the things of the world. Maybe to us, it seems severe. At that time, I guess it was popular, these romance novels. She lived in the Middle Ages, and so she was attached to those. And our Lord showed to her then her place in hell because of that attachment. As I say, maybe to us, that seems severe. Maybe to us, because of our attachments to the things of this world, we find that hard to believe. But it was a wake-up call for St. Teresa. She gave those things up, and she went to reform the Carmelites, to make it to where these nuns would truly serve Almighty God. And that is the thing that you see with St. Teresa. She was very strong-willed. She was very dedicated to the task that God had given to her. To the point that St. Teresa, throughout her life, she had to battle for serving Almighty God. She mentioned to God at one point that she said, "No wonder you have not many friends with the way that you treat them." And this is coming from her suffering so much for God. But she said that because she also wanted us to understand that God may permit us to suffer, God may give us different sufferings in our life, different crosses. They are not to bury us. They can be the means to bring us to heaven. But St. Teresa was. She was very dedicated. She reformed the Carmelites. She changed the way that they were trying to serve Almighty God. As I say, when she found them, she found them to be way too lax. And that is where today we even have the Discalced Carmelites. That they follow the strict rule that she and St. John of the Cross developed. But also with St. Teresa, it was through her patience that she suffered all of these things. She could have given up. She could have just said, you know, forget this. She was locked out of her convent at times because the nuns did not want these reforms. But that didn't stop St. Teresa. And so it was through her patience that she was able then to serve Almighty God. And this willingness to do so, so much that it became the famous bookmark of St. Teresa. Her bookmark says, "Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing, God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Nothing is wanting to him who possesses God. God alone suffices." And that became, we can say, kind of her model that she lived by. She lived by that saying, God alone suffices. Nothing else matters in life except Almighty God. And that is why also in her bookmark she says, God never changes. So we don't have to worry about that. But that is why also she says that patience obtains all things. It is through our patience in trying to be pleasing to God, in trying to gain the virtues in this life, that we will be victorious. And that is why at that quote that I read for you at the very beginning, the crown is in reference to heaven, our crown in heaven. And so for us, the crown will not be given to beginners or to even the advanced. The crown will be given to those that persevere to the very end. Because granted, maybe when we start off in the spiritual life, we will have the zeal, but we haven't earned our crown at that point. You will see that a lot of times when people make retreats or they have days of recollection, and all of a sudden they have this zeal. But it must also always be tempered with a patience. Because you can have people that go on retreat and say, okay, I want to be a religious then. Or I want to do this, or I want to do that. But then when the first time that they hit up against adversity, say, they crumble. And so that is why the crown is not given to those that are just the beginners that come out with this zeal. But then we may ask, why is it not given to the advanced? Say, those that advance in the spiritual life. Well, again, any of us can fall. Any of us can fall from the grace that we have if we lose sight of who has given us these graces. If we start thinking that it comes from ourselves, any good, all of these things, very soon we will probably crumble ourselves. We will fall ourselves. And God can be teaching us a lesson at that point to humble us. Because yes, too often, a lot of times, good things will happen for us. And so from that, we consider ourselves as where these graces are coming from or what we can do, and we lose sight that it's Almighty God. And that is why we have the famous saying, a little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Sometimes people, when they have this ability, they lose sight of who has given them that ability. And that is where we question why sometimes today we don't understand where these people with all this knowledge, they cannot see the crisis in the church, or they cannot see what is going on in the church. Why? Well, because they're blinded. They're blinded by pride. And so, yes, we may advance in the spiritual life, but it's not over. Because any of us can fall after that point. Any of us could possibly fall, and so the crown is not given to us then. And that is why our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary, where this quote comes from, the crown will be given to those that persevere to the very end. To those that are willing to suffer, to accept the crosses and trials that they have. And we can see that with a man like Job. He persevered to the very end, even to the point that his friends came and told him that you obviously did something wrong against God, and so that's why you're being punished, so why don't you just admit to it and be done with it. And Job said, there is nothing I did like that. And then Job's wife even comes and says, why don't you just finally just curse God and be done with it? Look at what he has done to you. That is where Job's famous saying is, God giveth, God taketh away. And so Job persevered to the very end. He showed that he was pleasing to God. And it wasn't just because of what he received, because everything was stripped from him and he still was pleasing to God. And so for us, though, I think it's important that what our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary, that the crown will be given to those that persevere to the end. And so we have the opportunity to serve God until our last breath. We have that opportunity for that. And so in some ways, it should be a great consolation to us that we have our struggles in life. We may fall from the grace of God. We can still work toward that. Because one, patience obtains all things. Look how patient God is, I would say, with all of us. And so patience obtains all things. But then we also have, with St. Margaret Mary, another virtue. And that virtue is obedience. St. Margaret Mary, when she was in the convent, she received these visions of the Sacred Heart. She was not the first to receive the visions of the Sacred Heart. St. Gertrude the Great, several years before her, received these visions. But St. Margaret Mary was chosen as the one that would bring this devotion out to the world. She realized her nothingness, and she asked God that. You know, basically, why did you choose me? And it's interesting to see in her life story that our Lord says, well, I chose you because you are weak. Because then people will realize that it is coming from me, this message. And so at one point, St. Margaret Mary had asked our Lord, she said, Lord, what will you have me do? You know, basically, what do you want? And our Lord said to her, give me your free hand. In other words, that our Lord will lead her to what he wants. And it was through her obedience to this call from the Sacred Heart that, one, we have the devotion to the Sacred Heart. But then also we have this great saint. Again, the parallels between St. Teresa of Avila and St. Margaret Mary. Both of them had a confessor that they worked with, that through their confessor they were able to promote what God wanted from them. St. Teresa had St. John of the Cross. St. Margaret Mary had St. Claude de Colombier. And they had these confessors that examined to make sure and see, were they really receiving these things from God? Because obviously that is always the danger. The devil can try to maybe even, in a way, be as an angel of light and try to lead people astray. But St. Claude de Colombier, he had seen the devotion that St. Margaret Mary had and realized through her innocence, through her weakness, and through her obedience that this came from Almighty God. And so therefore, he helped to promote it too. And I would say all three of them show to us the hope that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ. That everything relies on God. St. Teresa said, God alone suffices. St. Margaret Mary had shown just giving everything to Almighty God, giving her free hand to God, that God would lead her in this path. And then St. Claude de Colombier has a prayer that is called the Act of Confidence. It is a beautiful prayer that St. Claude says throughout life, no matter what happens, the only thing that is always going to be consistent is the hope that we have in God. He said our health could go. Our innocence life could go out the window. But you know what? One thing is always consistent. That the confidence and the hope that we have in God will never be taken away from us. And that, I think, very clearly is the message that we have. That is the message that we even have from this Sunday, as I say, with the example of Job. St. Paul telling us to put on the armor of our Lord Jesus Christ because the battle that we are facing is spiritual. Forget about, you know, blood in the body, the flesh. Don't worry about it. Worry about those that can hurt your soul. Who cares if they take your life? Worry about the soul. And that is very clearly to us. The message that is given to us by these saints, by this Mass. And it is a great consolation to us. As I say, that prayer of St. Claude de Colombier, we can lose everything in our lives as long as we don't lose our hope and we're fine. As long as we don't lose our hope in God. So as I say, it is a great consolation to us. And that is why then the crown is given to those that persevere. They persevere to the very end. And those are the ones that will be crowned in heaven. Not the beginners, not the advanced in the spiritual life, but those that persevere to the very end. And that is the confidence, that is the trust that we should have in Almighty God. That is what these saints show to us through their patience, through their obedience. That is what they show to us. And that is how we can gain then that confidence and that trust in God. And then I think our Lord says it very well when he says to St. Margaret Mary, I will reign in spite of my enemies. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.